What is loving kindness? What is the body's and mind experience when I feel metta for myself and others? I think, you know, everybody's going to experience it in a, you know, slightly different way. There's not a formulaic way that you should be experiencing loving kindness. I mean, there's a general sort of parameters. But I think that base of loving kindness being a dwelling in non-aversion, putting it into a negative term, in the sense of rather than trying to count, because oftentimes in the Western cultural tendencies, cast things in an idealistic way. We're very good at ideals, so that ideally, what would be the perfect expression of loving kindness, and that's what we would try to get. And yeah, you drive yourself nuts doing it. So I think it's helpful to begin with a base of saying how to express it in a I think it's apophatic in its negative sense. Okay, a dwelling in non-aversion, so that it's the absence of aversion, of ill will. But recognizing it, okay, then you got something to fairly tangible to work with. And then, as there's an experience of the and recognition, because we don't dwell in aversion all the time, do we? And spend our whole lives in ill will and grumpiness towards the whole world, and then okay, building on that in a more positive sense. When it's translated into the Thai language, it's the way that it is expressed is a well-wishing, right? Wishing oneself and others well. There's this wish for their well-being, a wish for our well-being, wishing for others' well-being. So that there's this wish, aspiration, kind of hope, recognition that that's what one would appreciate, that's what others would appreciate, their sense of well-being. So that, I think that's a very useful perception of loving-kindness. I mean, sometimes English language is so loaded with our cultural baggage. You know, how can I be loving towards myself and all living beings? I love everybody. Sometimes I don't even like them. But I can wish well. I can establish that sort of wish for my own well-being and others' well-being. I don't even have to like people to do that. I think it's casting it into a light that is sort of practical, realistic, and similarly that sense of sometimes using the words that are unfamiliar to us, That's like, I think Bhante Ji sometimes, he'll play with language with it. And it's like a friendliness or appreciative friendliness. It's not a word we use all the time. But it's trying to convey a particular feeling. So that as we, and of course as we, that kind of well-wishing or kind of an appreciative friendliness is the mental state, then internally there's a within the mind there's a warmth, there's a spaciousness, there's a non-contention, there's an active concern for the well-being, and then of course physically there'll be a relaxation. There'll be, because aversion, ill will, contention, those have their attendant feeling within the body. There's agitation, there's tightening, there's, so that physically one will feel a sense of ease, a sense of spaciousness, settledness. Physically, and then within the heart there'll be a similar sense of openness and there'll be space for oneself and for others.